Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Question for you is, do you believe the Eagles that they had nothing to do with the sign that was placed at those bus shelters saying that they back Kamala Harris? The Eagles put out a statement saying that they don't support. They did not put out that advertisement, that it was done by somebody else. And the question is, do you believe them? So let me know. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The only reason why I believe them is because I think if they were actually going to back Kamala Harris, they would probably go a lot bigger. You know what I mean? They're probably going to go really big versus just a couple of bus depots in the city. But that's the only evidence I can use, is just that. You know, I mean, you know you're gonna get blowback. So you got to be prepared for the blowback, and you got to weather the storm and assume that the outcome is going to be better for you. But you're gonna tick off 2/3 at least of your fan base. So why would you do that? So I don't see it being the Eagles. You know, I mean, do I think that people associated with the Eagles are libs? Sure, of course. Every organization has that within their ranks. Do I think that there's an organized effort to put those things in bus stops? Yes, I do. Do I think that it was really the Eagles putting it out? No, because I think if they were going to do that, they would do it in such a big, over-the-top way. And then they would know they're going to get blowback, and they would be prepared for it. I think the difference is, because people keep equating this with Bud Light, I don't think Bud Light anticipated the blowback they were going to get over Dylan Mulvaney. I really don't. I don't think they factored that in to their conversations. But if you're going to endorse a presidential candidate in a divided state like Pennsylvania, and you're one of the two major football teams, you know that. You know that. So you're prepared for that, and you're not just going to quickly take it down after a couple of hours. You're going to weather the storm and put out a statement, and you're going to stand with the campaign. You're going to do all. You're going to bring her to a game. You're going to do all those things. You're not just going to, oh my God, we had no idea people would be upset by this. Of course they would know that. How could they not know that? So that's why I think that's the difference between the Bud Light thing and this. Anheuser-Busch, I don't think, was prepared. I don't think they realized. I mean, you look in hindsight, you go, how could you not? You put a dude endorsing your beer, pretending that he's a girl, and, you know, I mean, how could you not get blowback? But after that, certainly, but this is much bigger than an internet influencer with a beer. This is one of the two candidates for president in a state that it's going to be divided by, I mean, it's going to come down to a couple thousand votes, maybe. It could be that close in Pennsylvania. It could be. I don't know. I mean, it could be. But so you know what you're going to get. If you're really going to do this, you know what you're going to get, and you better be prepared for the blowback, and you better just weather the storm and just put your head down and charge all in, because you've decided that the upside is so great. But I don't even know what that upside would be for them. That's the other part about this. I don't know what upside they would get from backing Kamala Harris. I know that they'd lose a lot of people. They did a lot of people very angry. They would make their fan base angry. But what would they get from it? So even if the woke people in the corporate front office, and I don't know how woke they are for sure, I don't know them, but if they were the ones who were behind it, then you've made the argument to everybody else that this is in our best interest, we're going to do this, and this is great for the Eagles, and it's going to translate to revenue, and yeah, we're going to get blowback, but it's worth it, and we're going to achieve this outcome, whatever it is. But you know that you're going to get blowback, so you don't then retreat within 2 hours of it going public. See, that's the other reason why I can't imagine they were behind it, because they took it down so fast. Like, they were like, but we had no idea people would be upset if we backed Kamala Harris. Of course literally half. I mean, half the state is going to be angry at you. And not just Pennsylvania, but half of New Jersey is going to be angry. I mean, but in terms of your fan base, it's much higher than half. In terms of your fan base, it's probably 80%. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been any real data analyzing the voting preferences of football fans. So I hate to ever make statements without data. But then again, I have a pretty good gut sense of this stuff. My gut tells me you're talking about at least 2/3 are voting for Trump. If you ask me, 2/3. So then you're going down that road. You better be prepared for all the blowback, and it's going to be a lot of blowback, and you've got your crisis communications. But this is not the Dylan Mulvaney thing. You know what I mean? That's why I don't really think the Eagles were behind it. Now, that doesn't mean that people involved with the Eagles wouldn't have been behind it, or that people who work there didn't help them get maybe access to the logos or something. Who knows? And they need to do an investigation into all that. And if that's the case, if people did go rogue, then the Eagles should fire them. Right? I mean, make a statement and say these people went rogue and fire them. And then the Eagles should go after whatever group was behind putting the Fugazi, if they are Fugazis, like they say, whatever group was behind putting those ads in bus shelters. But that's the other thing, too. If you're going to do that, you don't just do bus shelters. You do billboards, you go all in, you go all, big or go home. And you just weather the storm because you've decided she's going to win, and this is great for the organization, and it's great for the bottom line. Because everything with these people is about money. So I don't think any analysis could show you, oh, we're live, we're streaming on YouTube right now if you want to join in. We're streaming live right now on YouTube. I don't think any analysis could show you a single metric that would say this was a good idea for them to do from the bottom line perspective, from a fan relations perspective, or anything. Now, if the woke voices in corporate are able to convince the Eagles that this is the best thing to do, then the first thing they're going to ask is, well, can she win? And looking at the data in Pennsylvania, you cannot confidently say that she can win. Now, if she had a 10-point lead or something, okay. I guess you could say, she's going to be the next president. This is going to be great for us, you know, because we got to worry about them banning football or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, we know we're going to lose a lot of fans, but we're going to lose a lot of money, but it's going to be great, great for the future of the NFL. So what do you think? Do you think the Eagles are really behind it? 855-839-1210. Matt DeSantis is ready to screen your phone calls begrudgingly, but ready to do it nonetheless. Begrudgingly. You're only here like one day this week, so what are you worried about?
I'm here today and tomorrow.
All right, well,
so I can live with a few screened phone calls, I guess, today.
All right, thank you. We really appreciate you showing up for work. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You know it's my least favorite task.
I know. You hate everybody. You hate people.
That's not true. I don't mind emailing back and forth or even texting. I just don't like speaking to people.
Well, part of talk radio is talking.
It's a valid point.
You know, it's the whole talking thing about radio that you don't like. You like the radio part.
Yeah.
Just don't like the talk part.
I like that I get to sit here and listen to you do the show.
I appreciate that.
But any type of effort on my part.
That'd be brutal. If you didn't like to listen to me, you had to do it 5 days a week. Most, 4 days a week, most, a lot of summer. Summer's over, so now I'm here every Friday. That's it. From now until the election, not a single Friday off. Not a single day off from now until then. You believe that?
You don't have a Friday off between now and then?
I don't have a day off between now and then. Oh, we are going straight to the election. And then that whole week after the election, because you know they're not going to have the ballots counted in Pennsylvania, they're saying, on election night.
Ugh.
So we're not going to have Pennsylvania. We won't know Pennsylvania until maybe Thursday, they're saying now.
That's not good.
Maybe Friday. Shenanigans. I'm telling you. We're going to have shenanigans. But let me know your thoughts, despite what he says. 855-839-1210. You can certainly tweet at Rich Zeoli. And obviously, the only way we'll ever really know is if we do a true investigation. You know, do a true investigation and you ask all these questions and find out, and then who paid for it, who was behind it, who was responsible, and then are you then going to turn around and then hold people responsible? If it really wasn't you, then show everybody that by demanding that the people who were behind it pay up, because they violated, they used your trademarks, your logos, and everything else without your permission. And the advertising agency that says that they were not behind it either, that this was somebody who broke into the bus shelters and replaced the advertising that was there with this advertising. If that's the case, then they should also demand that the city of Philadelphia prosecute people who trespassed. That'd be another great way to prove that they had nothing to do with it. But I just can't imagine that they would do this, and then 2 hours after the first bus shelter goes public and they get blowback, that they just go, oh, it wasn't us. It wasn't us. And we don't mean it. And it wasn't us. Like, they had to know it was coming, right? If they were going to do that. That's my sense of it. All right, I got some audio for you. You know that in New York State, this woman was charged for being an agent of China. She works for Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who's basically also an agent of China with her policies, if you ask me. Oh, and this guy, Waltz, this guy's a phony. I got a great clip for you. I'm going to play this. This is a message to Kamala Harris from Gold Star Families. I had a lot of stuff on Waltz. This guy's a real sleazebag. But before I get to that about the woman who was arrested in New York, let me play this down. This is Kornacki, Steve Kornacki. All right. So MSNBC's Steve Kornacki breaks down why Harris is hardly a lock despite polling momentum. Oops. And I want to break this down a little bit further for you in terms of what voters are saying in these polls. Now, remember something. I don't put much stock in national polls because of the reason we don't have a national election. But I do look at trends of local and national polls, swing state polls, national polls. I do look at trends. The trends are all saying the same thing. They trust Trump more in the economy. They all trust Trump more in the economy. But here's the khaki-wearing Steve Kornacki breaking down why Harris is hardly a lock here. Cut number 8.
Here's the national average. What we got here is all of the recent major polls nationally. What is the sort of composite when you average them together? Harris with a 3-point advantage nationally over Donald Trump. Now, if you're a Democrat, the good news, besides the fact that you're ahead, is that's an improvement for Democrats from where things were before Harris became the candidate. Joe Biden almost all year was trailing Donald Trump, so that's changed Harris ahead by a few points there. Now, if you're a Republican, what you can take Alice from here is this is not unfamiliar territory for Donald Trump. Take a look here at the last two elections, 2020, 2016. The polling at this point, coming out of Labor Day, beginning the fall rush in 2016, Hillary Clinton led on average by 5 points. Of course, Donald Trump won in 2016. And Joe Biden had an even bigger lead on average Labor Day 2020. Donald Trump didn't win that election, but certainly in the Electoral College, he came this close to doing so, Anna. So Trump has run from behind before, certainly.
He has. He certainly has. And even if you were to look at the so-called momentum for Kamala Harris, it's not there. So let's understand a couple things. On all the major issues that people care about, all right, Trump is still leading, even if you believe the national polls here. So if you look at the national polls and you go, all right, these national polls are solid, definitely Kamala Harris is winning. All right, look at that for a second and then look at this. All right, and this is the key point here. When you ask voters their opinions on the issues that matter, economy, handling of Israel, immigration, Trump has a lead on all of those issues. Even after the convention, voters still overwhelmingly trust Trump on the economy, inflation, immigration, and the Israel-Hamas war. So, that's why everything regarding going into this election is, as I look at it right now, the same as it was with Joe Biden. I don't think anything's changed because the policies haven't changed. Kamala Harris has not done a good job convincing everybody that she's not Joe Biden. And she can't because she's Joe Biden's vice president. That's the bottom line. She's Joe Biden's vice president. And you can't get away from that at all. Now, if you look at some of the political polls that have come out, and it's not great for Trump in Minnesota. Harris is up by 9. I never thought we had a chance in Minnesota. New Mexico, Harris is up by 7. I wasn't really thinking about New Mexico. I even said to you, Arizona and New Mexico, we could lose both. He could still win the White House. Here's what matters, in my opinion. Pennsylvania, Harris is up 1. That's statistically a tie. Arizona, Trump's up 1. Statistically a tie. Georgia, which is also a state that is a must-win state if you factor in the Pennsylvania-Georgia issue, Trump's up 2. So, statistically a tie. North Carolina, Trump's up 1. Statistically a tie. Still got a 5-point lead in Florida. So the swing state polls are close. Harris has a tiny lead in Michigan, but not much. And right off Wisconsin and Minnesota, and just move your resources somewhere else, and I'm okay with that too. You can win all those other states and still win the White House. Still win the White House. And this is key. And this came from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And this was published while I was on vacation, but I read it. Growing support for Donald Trump in majority Latino cities like Reading could help him win PA. There were signs in 2020 that Donald Trump had made inroads with Latino voters in Pennsylvania. How they vote this November will be a key factor in determining the outcome. And they go on and they talk about different things. And one of the key things they keep saying over and over again is that the border has to be protected. And these are Latino voters. She says, like this one woman who's quoted in the article, she's a naturalized citizen. She said, I don't agree that everyone who wants to come here should come in. It has to be fair because some people wait a long, long time. She's been trying to emigrate from Ecuador for 15 years. She's originally from Mexico City. And this other person was born in Ecuador. They were in Reading, PA. And this is what they're talking about. More than 2/3 Latino. And they look at the analysis here. Donald Trump made serious inroads with Latinos voters in Reading and other small cities with growing Latino populations. In PA's 3 majority Latino cities, Republican votes grew more than Democratic votes did. Although Pennsylvania's most Latino cities vary in size and partisanship, Republicans gained more votes from 2016 to 2020 than Democrats did in each. Reading had particularly large Democratic losses and Republican gains. Now, here's another piece of data, which I think you're going to like. So my friend Val sent me this, and she sent me this while I was on vacation, and I read this as well. So Athan Kararumbria, I always mess up Athan's last name. How do you say Athan's last name, DeSantis? You know Athan. Kararumbus.
You're close. I think it's, I need to say it.
Kootsarumbus. Athan Kootsarumbus. Yeah. That's it. All right, I nailed it that time. It took me 8 times, but I got it on the 8th. Always get it on the 8th time. In 2020, 1.7 million PA Democrats applied for a mail-in ballot. About half came after today. In 2022, 900,000 PA Democrats applied for a mail-in ballot. About a third came after today, meaning this day in August. In 2024, 650,000 PA Dems have applied as of today. To meet 2020's tally of mail ballots, Democrats in Pennsylvania have a lot of work to do. And here's something else which is also important to note. When you look at the early voting and the primary, and we got early voting starting in 16 days, all right? Democrats are on track for 20% fewer mail-in ballot requests in Pennsylvania from 2020. 20% fewer than 2020. So I don't even know if there's a lot of enthusiasm And that's the enthusiasm problem that's also there as well. Steve is in Downingtown. Steve, how you doing, man?
Hi, how you doing? How you doing, Rich?
Doing well.
Yeah, I don't think the your Eagles organization had anything to do with it, but I think there's somewhere up the line, up the ladder, somewhere down the ladder, or somebody, someone got paid to do this. I think it was a left-wing group, something like a Code Pink, Antifa, somebody like that. But somebody got paid. Could have been someone inside SEPTA, too, because, you know, since they are, you know, run the bus stops. And another thing I wanted to say is when you were talking about the NFL earlier today when I was listening to you, I just wanted to say that, you know, back last year, about a year and a half ago, the commissioner plus the NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus, they compared the draft to slave trading on the auction block. So they wanted to do away with the draft. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I don't remember that specifically, but it kind of rings true a little bit.
Yeah, but that was a thing trying to be pushed, you know, but that got squelched pretty quick, you know. So I just want to say, you know, that it's always a racial thing. It's always racial, no matter what it is.
Well, that's what they tried to. They wanted to get rid of football years ago because they said it was the slave system and slavery and the plantation.
Yeah, that's why I said the draft. They wanted to do with that. It was just like I said. It's like putting them up on the auction block.
Well,
it's better.
Thankfully, we don't have a draft, and hopefully, we don't need it to come back because Trump will win and keep us out of World War III.
No, I mean the NFL draft.
Oh no, I know, but I meant the other draft.
Oh yeah, well that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep that draft away too, since you're bringing that up. You know, just the D word in general makes me a little nervous with the state of the world right now.
Right.
Hey, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks very much for that call. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeli. We have a guest coming up, right? We have
Caroline Levitt
coming up at 4:30. So I should jump out of here in a second. But this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. Joe's in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, do you think the Eagles were behind it?
I think public transportation was behind it, Rich.
Interesting.
How could they not close their... How could they not drive by one of these and not say it?
Yeah, well, I guess if they drove by and saw it, they would have thought it was supposed to be there, maybe, I guess, would be the only answer. I don't know.
It's got to go outside their protocol.
Aren't there cameras on these things? Can't we look at the cameras and look at the footage and figure out who was putting these things up?
You would imagine so.
Right?
Yep. Rich, what I want to talk about is this Fugazi sham of unrealized capital gains. On one level, I'm a realtor. In the real estate market, it's basically town code to do a revaluation every 9 to 11 years. What are their plans for this? They're going to do a revaluation every year to see what people owe in taxes based on unrealized capital gains, and it's going to be a burden to the taxpayers. You know, you got to pay for that consulting firm to do that revaluation. Why wasn't this spelled out? What's the details behind their plans?
It sounds like an absolute disaster, but a socialist dream come true. Unrealized capital gains. I mean, it sounds like Marxism.
Rich, I think it's unfeasible if you break it down. But they won't allow us to break it down. You know, they won't give us enough detail to break it down and put them on the spot with.
Yeah, because this is a campaign that's devoid of details. They don't want to get into details in any way, shape, or form, Joe. Right.
No, they want to buy us out, whether it's with a student loan forgiveness or taxing the 0.1%. It's absurd.
Yeah.
You know, you tax the 0.1%, you're taxing the guy that owns the Acme stores. How's he going to retrieve his money? I mean, these people don't have any sense of microeconomics.
No, they do not, my friend. And hopefully people will see through this. Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, my buddy Caroline Levitt's going to join me in a few minutes, Trump's national spokeswoman. I do want to tell you, though, when it comes to your home, my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding would love to take care of your home for you. And 10% off inflation relief discount right now for each and every one of my listeners. EmmonsRoofing.com is where you go, or 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677. Emmons will handle it all for you, roofing, siding, windows, doors. They'll do a great job for you, and you can trust them. I've used them for 8 years in my home. They just put in a new kitchen door, exterior door for us, leading out to the backyard. Did a beautiful job. So I trust the people at Emmons. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today. You'll get 10% off as an inflation relief discount, 10% off Anderson window replacement, doors, window, siding, you name it. They'll do it for you, and they'll do a great job. Trust the team at Emmons like I have. EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com, 856-885-6677. And remember that Matt and Stephanie, the owners, are good friends of mine. They know how important you are to me. They're going to make sure you're happy. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
How y'all doing? If you like the show, you better thank a union worker. If you like the show, you better tweet out that you love the show. I'm going to just do that fake Southern Baptist preacher Josh Shapiro, Barack Obama, the entire rest of the show. How would that work out for us, huh? I'm Matt DeSantis. You like that? You like that?
I don't endorse it. I can't.
How y'all doing out there, Philadelphia? You all like the show, you better thank a radio or the Odyssey app. The Foghorn Leghorn.
I can't do 3 more hours of that.
You want to hear Kamala Harris in Detroit versus Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh? See if you can spot the difference. And same words, same speech she read off a teleprompter. Just spot the difference in the two side-by-side comparison for you. Cut 12.
You better thank a union member.
You better.
For the 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
You better. You better. And now this is her in Pittsburgh.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave.
Is this because she left
thank
the deep south of Detroit?
Time.
You better. You better. She left the deep south of Detroit, so she wanted to sound more northern now that she was back in the north. She left the Confederacy and is back in the north because Detroit, you know, is actually in Alabama. I don't know if you know that or not. True story. No joke. That's a true story right there. So, reminder, we're live at the Grand Hotel Friday in Cape May. I want to see you there 3 to 7 p.m. Live show at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's so good to be back on the air. I really miss. I love being on vacation because obviously I have 3 young kids and this is incredible bonding with my children. And it's very important for me to give them that whole family experience. I had great vacations when I was a kid, but I love being back on the air. And I really do miss it when I'm away. I really do. I really miss it. That's why I know that I'm very blessed to have this job. And that it's you know, because of, well, talent on loan from God, as Rush would say. But no, truly, I miss it when I'm not here. I mean, I don't miss going to work, because who wants to go to work? But I love what I do, so it doesn't feel like work. But I love being on the air, and I love talking to you, and I'm very, very fortunate that I get to do that. So it is nice to be back. And I'm looking forward to Friday, the live show at the Grand Hotel. It's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, I'm such a junkie with this stuff. I still, every day I'm on vacation. I'm sending Santa stories and audio clips every day, and I can't help it. I just love it. Anyway, I got a lot to break down for you. But give me your thoughts on the Eagles. If you wanted to weigh in, feel free on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. And Kerry Nelson said, it's just wanted to say, so good to hear your voice. So happy you're back. Hope you had a wonderful vacation. Thank you, Kerry. I did. And I appreciate it's great to be back. And thank you for saying that as well. You know, and there's a number of people pointing out a tweet that was deleted by this guy who works for the Eagles, who went after South Philly Joe. And I'm not suggesting that there are not lefties who work for the Eagles. But again, if you're the Eagles, why do you walk it back 2 hours after the posters go live? Why do you walk it back? And you can't tell me it's because they didn't anticipate the blowback. Stop. Like, you know, you endorse a candidate. Politics is the most volatile thing in the world. I mean, it's the most volatile thing in the world. You know what you're going to get into. There are companies that won't advertise on this radio station because they don't want to be involved in politics, let alone endorse a candidate. So you endorse a candidate, you know you're about to get blown up by either side. Yeah, I mean, if they, it'd be the same thing if they came out and put up Trump posters. 2 hours later, they oh, it wasn't us. Also, it's too easy to find out that it was them and then destroy their credibility entirely. Like, as an organization, if they were behind it and you expose that, and I don't mean just some guy who works for them who puts out a tweet or something or supports Kamala Harris, because that doesn't prove anything. I mean, I'm sure there are people that work for the Eagles that are supporting Kamala Harris. That doesn't prove that the Eagles organization was behind this. But if they were behind this and, say, guys in the front office like that guy were able to convince them to go all in, then you're going bigger than bus stops and you're not walking it back after 2 hours of people on Twitter coming after you. You're weathering the storm and you've decided that this is in your best interest to do this despite the blowback. And I would tell you that if there was an executive who did this without getting the absolute approval of the Eagles owner, I don't mean just the front office. I mean, you got to get the owner to be okay with this. It's that controversial. To back a political candidate for president is that controversial. And at that point, you're getting the owner involved. You're not backing down. You're going all the way to November and hoping like hell that she wins and you get some benefit from this. Although I don't know what the benefit is because you've already angered now 2/3 of your fan base. But that's how I break it down. I mean, just the fact that there is a guy who works for the Eagles that was tweeting out stuff in support of Kamala Harris is not, it's not like, oh, well, that means the Eagles did this because they walked it back too quickly. You wouldn't walk it back at all. And you got the owner, who owns the Eagles? What's his name? Tom Smith?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie. Right, thank you. I was close. You got Jeffrey Lurie himself to say okay to this because you're going to protect your job. You're not making, I mean, Howie, what's the guy who runs, Roseman, right? What's
his name? Howie Roseman.
Howie Roseman. Probably making a good $50,000, $60,000 a year. He's not going to blow that salary by going forward with the endorsement of Kamala Harris without checking with the owner. You know what I mean? He probably makes a cool 50, 60 G's a year, probably gets 2 weeks paid vacation, and probably gets a discount on Eagles merchandise. He is not going to risk that to just go forward with this without checking with Jeffrey Lurie. And then if Jeffrey Lurie signs and often says okay to this, then they're going bigger than bus stops in Philadelphia. That's what I say. I will tell you, though, that this has probably been another gift for Trump, because what's everybody in the Philadelphia market talking about today? How the Eagles are distancing themselves from Kamala Harris and walking this back. So I don't know. You could wonder, maybe they were actually trying to help Trump, if anything. Because unless you stand by it, if you did it, now it just looks terrible for Kamala Harris. Like they're so afraid of being associated with her. So if you really want to spin it, you could spin it that this is a great gift to Trump. Here you've just turned around now and you are, as a team, coming out and saying officially, we are not endorsing Kamala Harris. That's a pretty big statement that they otherwise would not have made. They just wouldn't have said anything. Caroline Levitt is the national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, and she's a new mom, and she's back on the show for the first time since becoming a new mom. Caroline, it's great to have you back, my friend.
Hey, Rich. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back with you. I actually saw you on Fox News on one of the shows. You were talking about Pennsylvania the past couple of days. I was watching the TV with my baby, and I said, there's my friend Rich. So it's great to be back with you.
Did you also say to the baby, the camera makes you look 20 pounds heavier? Because that's what most people said.
Well, that is true. I can confirm that going on TV every day.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And you heard what I said about Pennsylvania and fracking. And that was really my big takeaway, which is that her lies, her spin on fracking, she's not able to undo all that, Caroline.
She isn't. Look, Kamala Harris has supported fracking, a ban on fracking, let me be clear, her entire political career. She said it unequivocally, on the record, on television. Now she wants to block it back because she thinks the people in your state, Rich, frankly, are stupid enough to believe her. And we know that they are not. Do not be deceived by Kamala Harris's lies, Pennsylvanians. She will ban fracking if she is given the power to do it. She is controlled by the radical environmental extremists within the Biden administration that control the Democrat Party today. And she is a climate change extremist. Those 100,000 fracking jobs in your state will be wiped out if Kamala Harris is elected president. And what will that do to our energy bills and inflation in this country? It will continue to skyrocket. There is no comparison between Kamala and President Trump on this issue of energy. President Trump will reinvigorate our energy industry. He's going to drill, baby, drill, and make sure there's even more fracking jobs in your Commonwealth than there are today under the Harris-Biden administration.
I'm glad to hear that because it is so essential to the economy of this state. And she not only said it, she also joked around with Jimmy Fallon about it on his show. She was all in on banning fracking. And I think if the political winds shifted again, then they would just go right back down that road. The only reason she's changing her tune now is because she wants to win. And she thought that's what she had to say then to win. But that's my point. She will go wherever the political forces of the day. She's not guided by principle, Caroline Levitt. She's guided by either political expediency and or a radical agenda, or maybe both. You know, it could be the combo platter. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, Kamala Harris is just going wherever the political wind blows her. She is a political chameleon, and she does what's necessary to get elected. And right now, that is moderating her persona. Not only has she tried to flip-flop on her fracking ban position, she's also tried to say she's going to secure the border, which is laughable. She's actually running an advertisement saying that right now. I mean, look at what she has done over the past 4 years, as borders are, by the way. She has allowed an invasion of more than 11 million illegal people that we know of. There was a new report out of New York City today, according to law enforcement sources there, saying that 75% of the migrant crimes committed in Midtown Manhattan right now are by illegal criminals. And does that surprise anyone if you allow people to invade our nation, to break our country's laws, and then you reward them with free prepaid debit cards and health care and hotel stays? Of course they're going to continue to break our nation's laws. So we need law and order. We need energy in this country. We need a secure border. And President Trump is promising to provide all of those things.
So the poll that they asked me about yesterday when I was on America's Newsroom was this latest ABC Ipsos poll that came out. And what the poll shows is that in all the major issues of the economy, inflation, immigration, the Israel-Hamas war, Donald Trump has a lead on all of those issues. And normally I don't pay attention to national polls, but I do think it's important that to note that the trends that people are telling national pollsters are the same trends they're telling pollsters in the swing states, that on those key issues, they trust Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In every single poll that has been released to date, President Trump is trusted on the issues more than Kamala Harris. Immigration, the economy, foreign policy, look at all of them. President Trump is trusted because he has a record to stand on all of these important issues. In his administration, we had the most secure border in history, lowest number of illegal crossings at our southern border when he left office. Under his administration, we had 1.4% inflation, record low mortgage rates at 2.65%. Unemployment was a record low for all Americans, regardless of race or where people come from. And in our economy, again, it was booming, both pre-pandemic and then post-pandemic. We were on our way to an economic recovery, and then it was handed over to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, who started dumping billions of dollars into our economy, which created this inflation crisis that we're still suffering from. Gas prices today are still 50% higher than when President Trump was in office. By every metric, life in America was better when he was our president, and that is why voters trust him more on the issues, and that is why he's going to win the election on November 5th, because it's our job over these next 63 days, Rich, to drive that contrast home with every single voter. Who's going to put more money in your pocketbook? Who's going to make your community safer? Who's going to make our border more secure? The answer is unequivocally President Trump.
You're a new mom, and I'm sure you're loving it, enjoying it very, very much. And there are a lot of people out there who want to become parents. I saw that Trump came out and endorsed IVF treatments and said that if he's elected president, they will be paid for because we need more babies in America.
Yes, that's correct. That's a big announcement from President Trump last week. First of all, Kamala Harris is on a bus tour today called the Reproductive Rights Bus Tour, and she is going to continue to push lies about President Trump's abortion position. So let's be clear, he supports this issue belonging to the states and our state capitals, not the federal government in Washington, D.C. And as for IVF, yes, he supports universal access to IVF for all families who wish to bring life into this world. And as President Trump says, a baby is a blessing. We want more babies in this country and in this world, not less. And he'll support families in their endeavor to do that if they can't conceive naturally through IVF.
Talk to me about the mail-in ballot tool that the team and the RNC are working together on to launch here in Pennsylvania. so that we can get those votes counted and get them in. Because as you mentioned, Caroline Leavitt, Trump national spokeswoman, the early voting starts in about 15, 16 days here in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it does. And look, that might not be ideal. We might not love it, but let's embrace it. It's the rules of the game. We have to play by the rules we're given. So we are encouraging your audience, Rich. If you are voting for President Trump, which we hope that you will, and if you want life to be safe and secure and prosperous again, you should, and you have to vote early. Get out and cast your ballot early. You don't know what could happen to you on election day. You could get sick. You could have a family emergency. There could be a big storm. Who knows? And it makes it difficult for you to get to the polls. So get out, cast your vote early, and get all your friends and family to do so. Let's take advantage of this time that we have with early voting between now and election day to get as many people out to the polls as possible.
All right, so somebody's hearing this, they're listening, they're saying, all right, I'll do it. I want to get a mail-in ballot. Is there a way they can easily get it?
Yes, they can go. First of all, they can go to DonaldJTrump.com to learn more, and they can also go to SwampTheVote.com. SwampTheVoteUSA.com is the correct link. SwampTheVoteUSA. That's how you can request a ballot. You can check your voter registration details. You can vote early if your state allows. You can also get a free yard sign if you become eligible for one. So our website, we purposely made this so that everyone understands how important it is to vote early. There's a message directly from President Trump on the website. And then also how you can get your ballot, especially in Pennsylvania.
Excellent. SwampTheVoteUSA.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. Right. Follow Caroline on social media at KLeavittNH. Always a pleasure. Congratulations again, my friend. And I look forward to having you back on the show very soon.
Thank you.
We missed you. We missed you, by the way. We really did.
I miss you, too. Thank you so much.
All right.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen, when it comes to relationships, they matter, whether it's my relationship with you, my relationship with my guests, my relationship with the Trump team. Relationships are everything. And you hear me say it all the time about Cherry Hill Vavo. Relationships for them are everything, too. You can see as we're streaming live on YouTube, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Vavo studios. They are a studio sponsor and they build great relationships by providing a luxury Volvo buying experience. Judith Krupnik prides herself on that. They always do what is right, and they make sure that you drive away completely satisfied, and you get the best deals, the most aggressive financing and deals that they possibly can offer. And the result is that so many of their customers, myself included, we are customers for life. You know, the Zioli official family car is the Volvo XC90. That great third row on vacation, loved it. Because we got there safe and sound, and we had plenty of room, and I love this car. And right now, they're offering a $15,000 discount on the lease of any in-stock 2024 XC90 Hybrid. It's a great car, gets incredible gas mileage. You don't have to plug it in. Or qualified buyers can lease the incredible C40 for 36 months for less than $500 a month. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealership to Philadelphia and South Jersey, right across the bridge. And Judith Yosef and the entire team look forward to seeing you and giving you the absolute best experience possible. So trust the team there, just like I do, and you're going to love driving that XC90. But even if you want something different, that's okay. They've got an incredible selection of new and previously enjoyed Volvos, great lease options as well on the XC40, XC60, or the S-Class, which is made right here in the United States of America at their plant in South Carolina. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Adds a lot to the show to have good music and not that those crappy generic bumpers. I gotta move this. Hang on. Sorry. See on YouTube, I'm struggling as I'm weak. I still have my thumb wrapped up in a bandage. Look at that.
Didn't you injure that 2 weeks ago?
Weeks ago on my friend's boat. Weeks ago. And I probably should get an x-ray because I think it might be broken. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but if it's been 2 weeks and it's not better.
No, it's worse.
That's a very bad sign.
Yeah. And of course, it doesn't help that I'm throwing the kids in the Chesapeake Bay and throwing the kids in the pool and You know what I mean? It's not, that doesn't help with the healing process, if you will.
And you keep messing with it right now. I keep glancing in the studio. You're constantly playing with that thumb.
Because I'm Italian, I have to use my hands to communicate and speak.
You know what? That clap did not help at all.
And
stop doing that! Why? You're making it so much worse!
Well, I have it wrapped up in a bandage. So as long as I don't hit that, ow, that hurt. All right, that wasn't good.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I'm a glutton for punishment. Why do I work in radio? There we go. It's coming off. Looks like Chewbacca is on my thumb.
It's so much worse than it even was a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewrap it, I think, during the break.
Did you have a doctor wrap that?
No, I did that. I did that in the Cintas first aid kit in the hallway.
Well, you did a decent job. It looks kind of impressive.
I raided the Cintas first aid kit. I loaded up with a whole bunch of goodies for later. All kinds of great stuff in there I found.
I feel like most of the stuff in there is probably expired and you should not use it.
Probably. Pretty true. Yeah, pretty accurate. Probably like the coffee and the water, but also expired. I shouldn't drink it either. Oh, well. Well, we have tickets to give away to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey. I'll give those out in the next hour. We've got David Urban joining us. But the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Is that this aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been indicted, arrested, and being accused of being an agent for China, using her taxpayer-funded position in the New York governor's office to advocate the positions of Beijing. I have some audio that our friend Greg Price posted of her. Here's Kathy Hochul's former deputy chief of staff, so pretty big, high-up position, deputy chief of staff, talking about the need for diversity and equity in government. Today, she was indicted for being an agent of the Chinese Communist Party. Cut one.
I think, you know, when people say diversity and inclusion, I think everybody agrees, or most people generally agree, that it's a good thing, right? But I think right now we also need to bring in the word equity, right? Diversity is when you say that there's, you know, many different types of people with different backgrounds and they're all, you know, invited to the table. Inclusion is when, you know, we include all of their ideas. But equity is when we make sure that all of the people who are at the table have equal access to sure that their ideas and their thoughts are heard. And unfortunately, I think some of the statistics that you quoted is that we don't have that much leadership or representation. I think.
First of all, equity is exactly what communism, Marxism is all about. It's not equality, it's equity, which means that everybody gets the same. And the CCP, like all communist ideals, they love that notion of that. So I've often said to you, diversity, equity, inclusion, these are code words for Marxist ideas and philosophies. And here you have an agent, alleged, and of course, accused, not indicted. I mean, not found guilty yet, but accused of being an agent for Beijing, literally saying all those same things. So there you go. And after President Trump's a debate performance, Karine Jean-Pierre won't say if Biden is advising Kamala Harris in her debate prep. She does, however, confirm that Kamala is a critical partner to Joe Biden. So is Joe Biden helping with debate prep? That was a question that the White House fembot got asked today. Cut number three.
President was the last person to face Donald Trump on the debate stage. Vice President Harris will be doing so in a week. Has President Biden shared any pointers or advice to the vice president?
So as you know, they were together yesterday. They were shoulder to shoulder, right? As they have been in the past 3.5 years, working on behalf of the American people. You certainly will continue to hear, as we heard from Secretary Tom Perez, on what we're going to do to continue to make sure we deliver on the unprecedented results that we've gotten for the American people. Look, what I can say, and I'm going to be super mindful because there is the Hatch Act, as I say all the time. I know you guys love me saying that. The best choice, this is a president that said this, the best choice that he's ever made is to pick the vice president as his running mate. And so he is...
best choice he's ever made. All right, thank you very much.
Proud.
Appreciate enough of that. All right, listen, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk more about all the local issues of the day, national issues of the day. So don't go anywhere. We'll talk to David Urban. He knows Pennsylvania better than anybody in terms of how Trump has to win it and why early voting matters. So we'll have that conversation straight ahead. Don't forget, Friday, we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.